Emmanuel Barbari with you. And the number to join, 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. All right, let's go. It's the start of the unofficial second half because you have the All-Star game. You know, Ben Rice gets out of the home run derby unscathed. That's all I'm worried about. I may be no fun. That's all I'm worried about. Get out of it unscathed. Now it's on to the unofficial second half. Cam Schlittler's not pitching in the All-Star game. Fine by me. This team has a championship mindset. This team has the right mentality. Cam Schlittler on a throw day, the word was apprehensive. Apprehensive towards ramping up to 100 miles an hour consistently for an inning on a throw day with all eyes on you against the best hitters in baseball in the National League on a throw day. This team has the right frame of mind. So let's go. It's okay to be overwhelmingly optimistic right now. You know, Ben Rice gets out of the home run derby. He had an awesome time with it, unscathed, one and done. Cam Schlittler's not pitching in the All-Star game. Now it's time to get whole, get healthy, and go and get that championship. And at a bare minimum, looking at where the Yankees were just a couple of years ago, one swing in game one away from possibly the craziest difference of outcome against the Dodgers. Where they were a couple of years ago, baseline, get back to the World Series and take your shot because you have the team to do it. You have the pieces coming back to do it. And you should have the opportunity to write a different script than that Freddie Freeman walk-off grand slam and the trajectory of what could have been. If this happened, if that happened. You have a chance to chart a different course. Let's go. It's okay to be overwhelmingly optimistic. 888-808-1019. I know that wasn't the popular idea or the popular feeling or the popular sentiment waking up on Thursday morning. I get it. What a difference 3 days, 2 days, 4 days, however you want to put it. What a difference Thursday through Sunday could make. This Yankee team, which all it needed to do without Aaron Judge, was play representative baseball. Keep yourself afloat. They had given away so many of the gains from the early season, whether it be hitting situationally, scoring in different ways, hitting the ball out of the ballpark, the bread and butter. Cleaning up fundamentally. Making the plays. Using your athleticism. They've given up so many of the gains. And in the span of 4 days, a full reset. The team shows fight. The team battles back eighth inning or later three consecutive times to sweep a series against a good Nationals team. At least in the lineup. That team's no joke. Thursday in St. Pete, when you woke up, and it would have been the craziest idea to be unabashedly optimistic. You're going up against Drew Rasmussen. You were in the doldrums offensively. You have scored 5 runs in 52 innings all time against Drew Rasmussen. And that Ryan McMahon 12-pitch at-bat turns the tides just in the way you need it to. A different feel throughout that dugout. A different energy. A different tone and tenor. You put up 6 runs in that third inning. You score more runs in one inning against Rasmussen than you had all time. You outburst. You take a sigh of relief. You have a happy flight to D.C. You come back 3 different times, not once, not twice, but 3 in a row against the Nationals. And now it's a reset. We're not thinking about giving back the gains. We're not thinking about where this team had fallen short after starting well in those first, let's call them 13 to 15 games without Judge. Going the total opposite direction. Not thinking about that. Now it's okay to be overwhelmingly optimistic, right? Team's back to 12 over. Rice, and call me the No Fun Guy out of the Home Run Derby unscathed. He's good to go. He had a great time. All eyes on the prize now. Cam Schlittler, eyes on the prize. Not worried about that. Not pitching in the All-Star game. His decision. Forget about what John Schneider was going to do, was thinking about doing. Starting the second best pitcher in the league. Who cares? Cam Schlittler wasn't pitching. You're out of all this. Three back. Three back in the AL East. When you were in danger of being seven or eight, you're getting Judge re-imaged. We'll see where all of that leads the Yankees. We'll see where the optimism level is after we have a clearer picture on Judge. But every sign is they expect him back with some real estate this year. With some time to ramp up. With some time to find a rhythm. They expect the same with Stanton. With all that's gone wrong. With the setback. With the bewilderment. With the frustration. They expect him back with time to ramp up and get into a rhythm. Freed's more imminent than anyone. Rodon will have a clearer picture, but trending in that direction too. The deadline is approaching, so you start thinking about how you fortify this roster. Not overhaul, not revamp, but stack up in the ways that can get you over the top, rounding out the bullpen. Maybe a slight upgrade to tag team at the catching position. Different creative moves that can round out a championship team. You're no longer going on that steep downhill glide into the mud where you're wondering, how exactly does this team get out? You have stabilized. You are through the worst of the storm. You are. You couldn't have possibly had a worse vibe of where this team was, especially from an offensive standpoint, waking up on Thursday morning. Now it's okay to be overwhelmingly optimistic about where this team could go. It was then. It's even more so now. With a little bit of an exhale. And a sigh of relief. Now Thursday morning. You had dropped 15 out of 20 games. You had scored 56 runs in those 20 games. You were fresh off a 3-game stretch. Fresh is probably the wrong word. A 3-game stretch against a team you have to surmount for the division title. You have to overcome a 3-game stretch where you struck out 45 times. And I'm not the guy who harps on strikeouts. There are different ways to win a baseball game. But by any definition, it's not where you want to be. The defense wasn't clean. The pitching had gone through about a 4-week stretch where it wasn't just south of where it was to start the season. It was below average by any metric, anywhere you look. Weathers had gone in the wrong direction. Warren wasn't pitching well. Cole had gone through a rocky June. Rodon went down, and he was a little uneven upon his return. Freed had gone down. Schlittler, even Cam Schlittler, the historic unofficial first half to his first full season in the big leagues, he had hit a couple of rough starts, which happens to anyone, but even Cam Schlittler was part of that pitching downturn. Considering the scope of 162 and knowing that this is inevitably going to happen, you're going to go through bad stretches, you couldn't have been in a worse place mentally. Just about the state of where things were and where the answers were coming from, waking up on Thursday morning. And now, coming out of the home run derby, I was rooting for Ben Rice. I was okay with watching that through and rooting for Ben Rice. And I was happy for the joy and the father-son relationship and realizing dreams and the surreal nature of what was going on and Cam Schlittler being there with them. But I'm glad. Call me no fun. I was glad just to see, all right, it happened. On a brass tacks now. Because we know Cam Schlittler is not pitching. I'd say tomorrow. It's today. We're at lucky 1:11 in the morning. All-star game. No Cam Schlittler. I wanted to see it. But we know the guy. Cam Schlittler, who everyone in that clubhouse, including Garrett Cole, would say has the it factor. He gets it. From a talent level, from a mental level. He gets it. He made a proper call, looking at the long game, understanding what this team is trying to accomplish. And that fits into the bigger picture of where we can look at this team right now. It is okay to zoom out. This is a moment to do it. And be really optimistic about where this team is headed. Without even surveying the league, we know the American League is down. We know the Yankees have bigger designs than just the American League in their competition. Look inward. Look where they were Thursday morning. Look where they are now. What they're getting back. And the road ahead. It's time to go. It's go time. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. With you until 5 o'clock. And Ross is calling from Bergen County. Ross, you're on the fan.
Email, what's going on, man?
I'm good. How are you, Ross?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to call. I don't want to change course too much on your Yankee conversation, but with the, I guess it'll kind of tie in to everybody here in the city. You know, coming off this derby, seeing a guy like Jordan Walker winning it, and I don't know how many, you know, a lot of the listener base is local. You might not hear the name Jordan Walker and think of a guy to that level off of seeing him the last couple of years. I mean, we're talking about a guy who is, you know, in the dumps compared to like the Beatty's, the Volpe's, the Wells's of the world, you know, kind of tying into names here in this city. Do you think seeing him not only, you know, win it tonight, but just get to the stage in the first place to get that offer kind of gives, you know, these two organizations and hope across every organization in the league that as bad as it looks to start your career, there's a, you know, there's hope that it could turn around. You know, I just brought up the names Beatty, Vientos, Alvarez.
Sure, because Jordan Walker is 24 years old. Jordan Walker had 3 years, not full years at every term, but 3 years of evidence that would indicate this guy isn't going in the right direction. This guy isn't going to fulfill his all-star potential. And Jordan Walker, by 24 years old, is putting on a clinic in the home run derby. He's an all-star. He's driven in 74 runs. 74 runs already. And he had a negative, Ross, a negative 3 WAR. And appreciate the call. Thanks for making it. In his first 3 seasons. And an OPS of 680. They're not the same player by any way, shape, or form, but he's essentially Anthony Volpe when you look at OPS. I'm not trying to sell you the comparison of, okay, Anthony Volpe's going to be an all-star next year. Certainly not going to be in a home run derby. But yes, that does show the prognostications we make and the dreams we have of where certain players are going to be, it doesn't happen on our timetable. It's not up to us. We may look at a certain guy and say, oh, he's going to be a star. And we need him to do this by X date. And it fits into our dream or our picture of where we want the overall team to be. Like pieces of a puzzle. We need him to fit. We need him to fit on our timeline. Doesn't work that way. So you bring up a Jordan Walker. It's a good example of 117 games in 2023 when he first came up at 21 years old, negative war. Next year, negative war. Next year, negative two war. Hit 215 last year. Now he's hitting near 300, 74 runs driven in, putting on a clinic in the home run derby, in the All-Star game, all at 24 years old. The age that certain guys would come up for the first time. Completely reset the timeline. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Jake is in the Bronx. Jake, you're on the Fan.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, you, Jake.
I'm great. What do you think that the Yankees are going to have to add the Russian at the deadline?
Yeah, I would love it. I just don't see. I've looked at the catching targets through one prism. All right? Would they help the Yankees? Adley Rutschman certainly would. What would it take to get him? And let's add a third. Would that team deal with the Yankees? The Orioles clearly have Samuel Basayo, who is completely promising, but the Orioles are 500. The Yankees are intra-division, and you'd be trading Adley Rutschman, who we're a couple of years removed from calling him the face of that Orioles rebuild. Is that a guy you're going to trade not just to anybody, but in division to the Yankees?
You don't think you give up Will Warren, Luis Hill, and another Pastor Creek Young? That's two ready-made starting pitchers for Orioles.
Will Warren and who?
And Luis Hill, and another prospect.
Yeah, it's not getting it done, Jake. I appreciate the call. I'm just telling you that it would be difficult for the Yankees to get it done intra-division, and the Orioles would have a level of trepidation. And we're talking Will Warren and Luis Hill for Adley Rutschman? Yeah, I appreciate the idea, and there's no doubt to me that a Rutschman type, a Rutschman caliber, would help this Yankee team. Got to be realistic. Got to be realistic in what the package is to get a move done, which teams are willing to deal. You know, Kyle Tucker would have been a Yankee, if we're talking teams willing to deal. Yeah, I'd love, in my dreams, I'd love to see a switch hitting catcher with that type of promise and potential in a Yankee uniform. Forget about learning a pitching staff midseason. It can be done. Guys can be worked with, especially when you have that level of an upgrade at the position. Will Warren and Luis Hill is not getting that deal done. If I'm Baltimore, I'm not telling you the Orioles are going to compete to the end, but they've won four in a row. They're 500. They are two games out of a playoff spot. I'm not so quick to deal in Adley Rutschman as I try to build this thing. As I try to get back from this negative course of last year and this derailment of the overall trajectory of where you're supposed to be. But I'm looking at Adley Rutschman, and any team that calls, I'm saying, here's a catcher who's 28 years old, isn't a free agent until 2028. Let's start with your top prospect. Let's start there. That's where the conversation begins. And I'm not sure if I'm the Yankees, I want to have that conversation. I'm not saying the final deal would involve a George Lombard. But if the conversation, and this is where I would start if I'm Baltimore, says, let's start with your top prospect. Am I going further from the Yankees? Again, I appreciate the idea, but Will Warren and Luis Hill, to me, that's not getting it done. I might be overrating Adley Rutschman with where he's gone the last few years, but he's largely bounced back. And look at catching production across the league. a guy of Rutschman's potential who is giving you a 760 OPS and has driven in almost 50 runs already and is an all-star with his track record. Those aren't exactly growing on trees. Carol is in the Bronx. Carol, you're on the Fan.
Hi.
Hi, Carol.
I wanted to talk about the fact that we're all talking about seeing Netflix and watching, you know, the game and blah, blah, blah.
But
what bothers me is I'm going to be 80 this month, and I saw everything as a kid.
Right.
Kids cannot see games the way I did. We're losing a generation of children, I feel. And also, poor people can't just sign up for Netflix. People who are on the edge can't do that. Kids can't do that. And I'm very upset.
Wait, Carol. So I understand that there was a totally different way of consuming things as opposed to the streaming world we're entering and are currently in.
Mm-hmm.
The Home Run Derby has been on cable for years. This is the first year they even experimented with it on a different platform. So we haven't necessarily taken it away from anybody at this stage.
No, but it's not something that a kid could come across and say, oh, let me watch this.
A kid can't come across it?
No, because it's on Netflix.
What if they have Netflix?
What if they're poor and they don't?
But this is the first year. You're saying they can't watch these things. This is the first year we've even entertained putting the Home Run Derby on a platform like Netflix. And plenty of kids love Netflix. I have Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I think we're being elitist. And we don't realize how many people don't have it.
I think, Carol, I appreciate the call. I think we're being a little too ominous and getting into a dark realm that I'm not exactly associating with baseball's decision to try to expand into different platforms and areas. Yeah, we have totally convoluted what used to be a crisp picture of how to consume. I look at the NBA playoffs as a perfect example. You know, you watch one series and you're switching between, you know, platforms each time. You know, game two could be on a different platform than game three, and then back to another in game four, and it's a pendulum swing. I don't think baseball is being elitist by putting the Home Run Derby on Netflix, which, by the way, I don't discount that. Some people can't afford Netflix. Some people don't have Netflix. But baseball itself is not saying, oh, we're catering to the elites by doing something that I look at as growing the game. You want more players involved. You want more platforms involved. You want to grow your reach. They probably reach some viewers that they otherwise wouldn't have reached by having it on Netflix tonight. Don't you think that's a case? Where some people who watch their favorite show, I have Netflix to watch like House of Cards reruns. You think somebody who has Netflix for other reasons couldn't have stumbled upon the Home Run Derby tonight? Is not exactly a diehard baseball fan? I think we're going a little far. Sure, it may not be the best thing for the traditional fan, the traditional viewer. I don't think the league is being elitist by trying something different. There's no guarantee of where we're going. First year, even entertained something of this nature. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Speaking of this year, and focusing on this year and trying new things and zooming in rather than zooming out. There's one thought that I believe is fully on the Yankees' mind. An inescapable thought that'll linger through the August 3rd trade deadline. And it'll be so glued to their gray matter And it should give us some level of ease and comfort going into Friday. Unofficial second half begins. Dodgers in town. Bright lights. Stretch run begins. One thought, one inescapable thought